Welcome to Empire.
State your mind. I'm Matthew Felica, and I'm joined by my co-host, mi hermano, Dianza. We have to do it low today because we're in the basement. We're not supposed to be doing this, but we're doing it anyway because that's what we do, son. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
And we're also joined by Nickalicious. I put them boys on. Yeah, yeah. What's up, Nick?
Nickalicious.
All is good, boys. How are you?
I could be doing better. I shit the bed on my bets once again. So I had it 0-6 the last 2 weeks of betting. Well, 3 weeks technically, because you have the week in between the Super Bowl.
But I thought you weren't. But I thought you weren't listening to Jimmy.
That was my first problem. The Jimmy jinx is alive, and it has never been better. It's alive and well, to say the least. Let's get right into the Super Bowl here. So you had Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was an absolute rout, not the way I anticipated at all. The Bucs end up winning 31-9. Patrick Mahomes does not even score a touchdown. 26 of 49, 270 yards. Yeah, he could have definitely had more completions, though, because I don't know, there was five drops at least and two picks. Actually, I'm just looking at this right now. Edwards-Helaire, 9 carries, 64 yards. They should have kept going back to him. Obviously, they couldn't. Reason being is they were down, what?
Well, they're down 21-6
at half.
Yeah, really quick.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, second leading rusher. Travis Kelce, 10 receptions, 133 yards, 15 drops.
15 drops.
Tyreek Hill, 7 receptions, 73 yards. That's actually more than I thought. Then pretty much no one else did anything.
The thing is that every single one of them had so many freaking drops.
Oh, my God.
Like, in big spots, too.
In the end zone, Tyreek.
And you know what?
God.
I'm just going to make
Hardman.
A point. The ironic part of this whole thing is, like, you just said it's not what you expected. When we did our video feed, that was exactly what you said. Like, if there's a route, there's only one way I see it happening, is the Chiefs. And, you know, Nick picked the Bucs, and he picked them to cover, win, all that stuff. I went with my bets for the. I thought the Bucs were going to win the game, which I made clear. I only went the way I went because it was the only shot I had at passing Nick. Half of it came true, and then you were just
all Chiefs.
You were just all Chiefs.
I did it for
but
Tom.
You know what though? But the thing was though, even though I felt like the Bucs were going to win, it didn't seem crazy if you told me the Chiefs would win.
No,
you know what I mean, it wasn't like some of these other games where it's like I don't see it happening.
My gut in that whole pick was just I didn't think the Chiefs had a good enough defense to slow down the Bucs.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just going to be like a 34-29 game or something like that.
The thing was, is when you really break it down and think about it, and by the way, so Nick won, I came in second, Matt finished in third.
Dead last, dude.
After my debacle of the divisional games, I finished pretty strong.
There was no debacle greater than the wild card round for me.
Well,
you
true.
Guys, like, you were two horses out of the gate running, and I'm in the...
I said, wait, hold my beer, because I have the championship round, 0-4.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
Then the Super Bowl, 0-2.
Well, let's just get back on track here. But, yeah, no, so congratulations, Nick.
I got a Captain Thano ass-whipping.
But, anyway, so back to this game. When you really think about it, this was really no different than the scenario of going against the 49ers. The only difference was
The
Tampa
Bay
Bucs have a more potent offense than the Niners did going into this game. But as far as defense, to your point, like you just didn't see, the Chiefs stopping the Bucs offense. Whereas I think we all were on the same page, like as bad as the Chiefs defense was, the Niners didn't really present like a real potent threat that the Bucs did.
Yeah.
So even when they jumped out early, it gave the Chiefs the ability to come back, which they ultimately didn't win the game. But the Bucs, like. You just, even if they weren't scoring points, you trusted Tom Brady to be able to manage drives to the point where he was going to chew clock.
Yes, which he did.
Which he did.
Chiefs
but he scored points too.
And
they
just didn't score fast. It was methodical and bang, bang, bang.
I will say the only thing, even though I picked the Chiefs to win for the bet, like I wanted the Bucs to win, I thought they would win. When the Bucs got the ball first and didn't score, I did get slightly worried.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but the Chiefs didn't either.
Right.
So like once they went and didn't like score, I was like, okay, this might be this kind of back and forth game. Mm. And then all of a sudden, it went the only way Matt didn't see it, a bus route.
Literally the only way I didn't see it. But also, the Chiefs got the injury bug, especially on offense. I mean, when you have three offensive linemen out, imagine the Giants with their three offensive starting linemen out.
Well, I'd be better off.
Maybe, actually, yeah, that's a good point. Hopefully that happens next year. But you think about it, it just goes to show you that, listen, a quarterback, especially in the NFL, means a lot. But you can't just win with just a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, he played the greatest game I've ever seen, and his stats
were
terrible.
But here's where I disagree with you slightly.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll disagree with you for this sheer fact. Mahomes was clearly somewhat injured. And listen, Mahomes
the
did, not,
he
did not play a great game, but he is not the reason why they lost.
No.
That throw he made falling, where it went over the defender and hit the guy in the helmet.
He was horizontal to the ground.
Like, literally, it's the best throw I think I've ever seen incompleted in like the history of any football game NFL. But here's where I disagree with you. You do need a quarterback, but
of
here's the thing.
Of course you do. I'm not saying you don't need a quarterback.
Here's the problem with that game is literally every single person on offense had the dropsies. It wasn't one person. And the Chiefs are unique in the sense that they're unlike most teams where they have that one guy. They have two or three guys that are a guy on any
multiple
team.
Yes.
And every single one of them, Kelce, Tyreek Hill,
Hardman,
every single one of them had the dropsies. And that's very, like, you don't see that in an NFL game where every single person is either have the dropsies or is double covered and you just can't get to them.
Yeah.
It was odd.
So, well, unless you have Giants uniforms on, you see it all the time.
Yeah, but the Giants never have three targets that are as good as that.
So talking about the score for a second and our gambling and the bets and everything.
Jimmy Jenks, live and well.
I was talking to my buddy, the guy that thinks LeBron is the best player in the league, right?
Okay.
So but he's a Bears fan, but he's a big gambler. There was a bet you could place if either Tom Brady threw six touchdowns or more, or Mahomes threw zero, and it paid out like plus 600 or plus 700. Right? Is that nuts that that pans out? And it was Mahomes throwing zero touchdowns.
I would have never guessed that.
No. Unbelievable.
But well, I mean, I've been wrong the whole time. So
the thing was, well, there's two other interesting points.
And then just getting the stats on the Bucs side very quickly.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, 21 for 29, 201 yards, three touchdowns, most of that done in the first half.
The GOAT.
So he could just coast in the second half. Leonard Fournette, man, he went from getting cut by the Jaguars to being in the Super Bowl and really producing for them on their Super Bowl title run.
Didn't have to move far either.
No, 16 carries, 89 yards, and one touchdown. Ronald Jones also got going, 12 carries, 61 yards. Gronk makes an appearance in the first half. Looks like he's circa, I don't know, maybe 2014-ish. Six receptions, 67 yards, two tutties.
Some guy made a lot of money betting that he would score the first touchdown because it was like plus 900 or something.
Was it really?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh,
if
Jesus.
Gronk would score the first touchdown.
Oh, it was probably
touchdown.
More than that.
No, that's what it was. I heard it on the radio.
Really? Just plus 900?
Wow.
But did you guys know that the Shrieker that came out on the field?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where he basically made the bet. It was a prop bet that there would be a Shrieker.
Yeah. We were actually just talking about that.
That's amazing.
Tell him the story.
But I read an article this morning saying Bovada's not paying him out because he's been talking about what he did. And
it was all over the internet.
And they're saying he's not going to pay him out. They're going to actually give the money back to the bettors that said there wouldn't be a Shrieker. They're going to give them their money back.
That's not fair. If he's willing to go to jail for it, I think he should get paid. He'll probably win a lawsuit because you know he's going
to
sue.
He should. But that's their fault for putting the odds out. Someone did it.
Right.
And,
I mean, guy's a dog.
There is no clause that says if you're the person that fulfills the prop bet, you don't get paid.
There's no dog clause, right?
But, you know, I saw an interesting meme or, like, picture on LinkedIn, and it's so true. Like, I thought about it from a business sense, obviously, but like the number one HR lessons from the Super Bowl was losing top talent has a price. And it was a picture of Tom Brady and Gronk celebrating the Super Bowl. And think about the Patriots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally went from a perennial championship team to an absolute dog.
Well, I was thinking about the Bucks team, and they're essentially an all-decade team if you just take the 2010s. And Ndamukong Suh, right? Debatably the best
dirtiest player in the history of the
NFL. Definitely the dirtiest, no doubt about that. But he was debatably the best defensive player for maybe a year or two.
I'd say like 2 or 3 years.
Then you have JPP, who was a premier pass rusher. Then you have Lavonte David, who was one of the best inside linebackers for a while. Then on the other side, you have Antonio Brown, for a while the best receiver in the league. Gronk, best tight end in the league. Yeah. Tom Brady, best quarterback in the league. Leonard Fournette, he was a highly touted guy.
But you know what the interesting
coming out of college at LSU. And
saying?
Then also Mike Evans, top five.
All
receiver.
Those guys, with the exception
Chris
of
Godwin.
Maybe Mike Evans, although I would even argue that too. Every single one of them, though, as far as the as fans would look at it,
LeSean McCoy too.
We're past that point. Like,
yeah, most
you know
of them
are. Like, we're over the
past
hill.
Past our prime.
Past our prime.
But you know what everybody's saying about, you know, 7-9 last year, Brady comes in, boom, they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you don't throw 35 picks. Congrats.
And they didn't have Gronk. They didn't have Fournette. They didn't have Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, there was.
Yeah, but Brown, you really can't. You can't attribute
even though he
Brown.
Did nothing.
Brown is not the reason why they won
Fournette
the Super Bowl
either.
Or got there. To
be I
fair.
Agree, but the
they
rest
didn't
of
have
them,
Fournette.
I would agree
they
with
didn't
you.
Have Fournette.
He did have a big touchdown, though.
Oh, he didn't. Sorry. Yeah.
He did have a big touchdown, though.
No, no,
Antonio
in the Super
Brown.
Bowl, but I'm
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about even getting there. It's
right.
not like he was a core.
Right.
He came in.
Agreed.
And he, to be honest, he really didn't do anything up until then.
Yeah.
At that point, he's not playing like the Antonio Brown. Like
agreed.
He wasn't the factor
versus
that he
Saints.
Was.
So
when he was on the Steelers,
touchdown.
Hell, even when he—I mean,
but
when
just,
he went to the Patriots, he really wasn't a factor.
But it just
either.
Helps him helps having him there because it frees up Evans.
He's
it
another
frees
option.
Up Godwin, right?
Well, I look at it the other way. I think Evans frees up Godwin and Brown.
Yeah,
at
maybe,
this point,
yeah, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Leonard Fournette frees them all. You know what I mean?
No, but Leonard Fournette is the luckiest guy in the NFL right now. He lives in Jacksonville, the worst part of Florida. Lives in Jacksonville. And it's basically like giving his hand. He gets his walking papers, and it's like, all right, I'm gonna go to Tampa, like the most desirable part of Florida. Oh, and I'm gonna go win a Super Bowl too.
Debatable.
What's more desirable?
Miami.
You, would you rather live
maybe
in Miami or Tampa Bay? Just for
me?
The sheer fact of some. Social economic factors, I'd rather be in Tampa.
All right, okay,
totally.
Let me make my
and
case, though. If I'm a is he single?
I don't know.
If I'm a multimillionaire and I'm single, I'm probably wanting to live in Miami.
Yeah, but what
if
about
I'm,
storms?
If I'm well-established, I mean, storms are going to hit regardless.
Okay, but you have more, you admit, it's
you
it could
more
be worse
of a chance
in Miami.
Of course you got more of a chance.
Right, and the weather's hotter, closer to the equator.
Weather's a little hotter, but the beaches are nice. Beaches are very nice.
You
it's
know,
like an
I'll tend to Nick
city.
Here. The golfing is really nice, but, so from right here in Tampa.
But
so
if you're in Tampa or Orlando, yeah, the golf is great.
I think if you're well-established.
Closer to Disney World.
If you're well-established family man, Tampa. If you're single, multimillionaire, professional athlete, Miami.
Where's Gronk live?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Boston.
I feel like he'd be in the
He commutes.
He seems like he'd be a panhandler if. Of Florida.
Panhandling son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I still can't believe they canceled that ad with him and Brady. It was,
and Brady?
It was so good.
Wait, which one? The one we were watching?
Yes.
Gronk is golfing and then Brady's in New England and he's... But
do you think Tom had something to do with it? He's like, we
no.
can't play this during the
Goodell
Super Bowl.
Probably had something to do with it.
Dude, let me tell you
fucking
something.
Fucking
if I would believe the vampires exist for the sheer fact that it is... When you look at Tom Brady...
TB?
When you get Tom Brady at like 23 years old to now 43 years old, he's the only human being I've ever seen. Literally, it's like the curious
it's a
case,
lifestyle.
It's the curious case of Tom Brady. He's literally getting younger as he's getting older. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Tommy's looking good, man.
He went from a guy who looked like good. He doesn't even look like an athlete. He looks out of shape, not an athlete. And then all of a sudden now he's like the hottest guy in the world, married to a model.
Supermodel.
She's having kids. She doesn't look like she's had kids.
Mm.
Just saying. I don't know what's going on there, but like TB12.
You know who's looked good?
He's got
JPP.
Oh, JPP's
look JPP
great.
JPP looks like
yeah,
he got half
me.
A finger back. It's like crazy.
They were all over him, man. It was unbelievable to watch that defense.
Dude, the Giants, there were like, how many ex-Giants were in that game? 3 or 4?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
a head article about it.
Baker, JPP.
Yeah.
Mike Remmers,
who got
I'm talking
dominated.
About just on the Bucks.
Oh, on the Bucks. So you had JPP.
Wait, who?
There was an article about it.
Baker's on the
Baker
Chiefs.
Baker was on the Chiefs. Maybe I read the article wrong.
Yeah, you definitely read it wrong.
JPP
I
was...
I think.
I'm going to look it
up. Ndamukong Suh.
I fled.
Never a Giant.
Yeah.
giant stomper, an Aaron Rodgers stomper. Remember that Thanksgiving game when he stomped on his leg?
Oh my God.
That was awesome.
That was ridiculous. That's when he was in Detroit?
Detroit, yep.
Yeah.
Wait. He was on the Rams too, right?
He was on the Rams.
It was Detroit, Rams, then Bucks.
Yeah.
Yep. About Matt Stafford.
So we didn't get to, I was thinking
going
if we talked
to,
about that.
Go Dogs. No, we did not.
Huge.
We did not.
I mean, I Each. Think. I
they th- gave up way too much, though.
I think Detroit ran away with that trade, man. Yeah. They got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And does Goff even stay in Detroit?
No.
Okay, I did read it wrong. It was the whole Super Bowl. It wasn't just the Bucks. Steve Spagnuolo, too, when you think about it from
Spags,
coaching.
Yeah. I think.
Unbelievable.
If you were Detroit, right, and you could get something good for Jared Goff, I think you'd do it. Because right now they're in rebuild mode.
And
Goff is not the guy that's going to put them as a contender.
And they have a high draft pick.
Yeah.
So they could get a quarterback.
What's their draft pick?
I think they're sixth, I want to say.
So probably with... If they like a certain guy, minus Lawrence, they're probably not going to get him. You package it, and I actually did see some mock drafts saying that they were going to get Zach Wilson. That's their guy. That's the guy they like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Wilson's number two on the board, I think.
Salt Lake City, Mormon, BYU. He could save the Detroit franchise.
I mean, I think they have three first round picks right now. So why wouldn't you package number six?
There was an interesting article the other day
that
I saw.
Which one?
Did you see how like the Bucks, the front office is like, we have our future quarterback on this team.
Oh yes,
Blaine Gabbert.
I did see this.
Jameis Winston.
Blaine Gabbert.
Hasn't he been in the league a while?
That's what I was like.
That makes no sense.
He's got to be at least 27, 8 years old, right?
Oh, he's older than that.
I
remember when
he
was 31. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He got drafted out of Missouri.
I mean,
number 10 overall to the Jags.
The Jags. That's where he was, yeah.
By the time Tom Brady stops playing, he'll be as old as Tom Brady is now.
But Gabbert was the quarterback on the Jags when they went to the AFC Championship game, right? He was the quarterback.
No, Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
There you go.
UCF.
Yes. Touche.
Go Knights.
They've had a lot of crappy quarterbacks. To Nick's credit.
Dude, Blake, I'm going to be honest with you. I think
the names sound similar.
Yeah, no, they do.
I think Blake Bortles is better than people think he is.
I'd rather have him than DJ.
No.
Bortles, he's not even playing right now.
He took the Jaguars to the championship.
He was a backup
and
for
was beating
Denver
the Patriots.
For a little bit.
I mean,
DJ can't even win a division against the Washington R-words.
If they call a fumble like they should have, the Jags would have won that game.
See my point?
Mac took it back, called it back, down by contact. That was bullshit.
So you're saying
was
there
was... Tuck rule all over again.
Totally.
So you're saying it was the return of the Mac.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it
the
is.
Mac
attack. Which was also canceled out because
the Mac attack
Tom
reminds
Brady
me of an
just...
episode of Saved by the Bell called Zach Attack.
But it's funny, right? Two AFC championship games, the tuck rule and the contact rule. I mean,
yeah.
There's not much to talk about with the Super Bowl, but I do have one last question. Does Tom Brady win another Super Bowl before he retires?
Yes.
I was going to say yes as well.
He's the type of guy he's the type of guy that'll win next year just to prove it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
I think no.
And honestly, I could actually see him winning a Super Bowl with another team.
No.
Well, you know what?
I saw the meme with the Jets. Or it was the Jets and the Cowboys. You want to guarantee Tom Brady doesn't win a Super Bowl and then has him with the Cowboys jersey on?
Oh, yeah.
No, but you know what I saw?
It was like the ultimate test, and it's him in a Jets jersey with the 12th.
If you really want to be a GOAT, and then it has him with the Jets jersey on.
Well, the thing is, and you know what's ironic?
If I were him, I'd go to the Dolphins.
You know what's ironic?
Any team in that division.
As much as we tout New York for this like great fucking place, it's this, it's that, and we're New York sports, right? Like, that's our show.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, when you really think about it, you have the Jets and the Knicks. If someone would ever win a championship for the Knicks, it would be like, you're the GOAT. It's almost like Messier with the Rangers, right? Like, he's the GOAT in hockey just for winning with the Rangers, which will never happen.
That's why I can't understand.
People argue that he is the GOAT, even better than Gretzky, because Gretzky never...
Wasn't he on Edmonton with Gretzky?
He was with Gretzky, but he left
and
won.
And he was the main reason why.
Gretzky didn't win shit when he
left. He was the main reason why they won in Edmonton.
Who?
Messier.
They were, man, one's one and one's number
How
two.
Many did they
Have
win?
You
they
seen
won
them
two
now?
Together?
No.
Or four?
They won.
It was either three. Two or, I feel like I have two or four.
No, they won. Well, they won three. Because what happened was they lost to the Islanders, the fourth Islanders Stanley Cup. Yeah. They lost, and then they played the Islanders again, beat them, and then they went on their little run. And then Messier went to the he went to the Rangers, and then Gretzky did his. Oh, I'm going to the Kings. I'm going to the Rangers. He never won again.
Yeah,
Messier did.
Did Jagr ever win one?
Yeah, with the Penguins.
Was it with the Penguins, right?
With Lemieux.
Yeah.
Super Mario.
But anyway, you have the Knicks. If you win with the Knicks, it's like you're hallowed ground. And if you win with the Jets.
Yeah.
But that's the Mecca.
But that's why I can't believe why LeBron wouldn't come to New York for like a run, win it, and then leave. Because he would.
Well, because he's not scared.
He's scared.
He is scared. Let's face it. When has LeBron won anything when he was alone? He hasn't.
But he wouldn't have been alone in New York if he came.
If he would have come, that whole getting Amari Stoudemire and then Carmelo Anthony wouldn't have happened.
You would have got Melo. Probably not Amari.
I would actually argue the other way. I think they would have been able to afford Amari.
But name someone.
They wouldn't have even tried to trade.
Yeah.
You have to name someone who's won by themselves, though.
In the NBA?
Yeah. There's only one person I could think of.
Tim Duncan?
That you could debate. No. He had Tony Parco.
Ginobili.
He had Robinson. David Robinson for a while. He's always had someone.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I don't think any of those guys are 1As. They're all 1Bs.
But there was a lot of 1Bs together on those teams.
Yeah, I think.
Well, it's similar to Jordan and the Bulls, right? Because none of those guys without Jordan are 1As.
Right.
Right?
It's a similar situation. Right.
But they're still
Kobe
great.
Kobe had Shaq, so you can't even say him.
I was going to say Wade, but Wade had Shaq too when he won.
The only person I was going to say is maybe Dirk when they beat the Heat.
Yeah, but he had Tyson Chandler.
that's the only guy I could think of.
Yeah, no, that's a good...
That's a pretty good one.
That is a good one.
The White Knight.
I mean, LeBron... Yeah. I guess LeBron won with Kyrie in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, but you know what, though? I could say the Pistons,
and Love.
But no one... Yeah, but here's the thing. The Pistons won.
Where's
Chauncey
Love?
Billups, who's a Hall of Famer, but like even he's not a 1A.
Well, they had
Rip Hamilton,
were like
a team
they had Ben
built
Wallace,
a bunch of
they
one,
had
They were
Tayshaun
a bunch
Prince.
Of 1Bs on one team that just played.
They had Matt Foligno on the bench.
Team.
Yeah, I mean, Wallace and Hamilton are good supporting cast.
That's what I'm saying.
Hamilton was
even
great.
Even Chauncey
man.
Billups, even though he's
him.
A Hall of Famer, I don't see him carrying a franchise on his own.
Right.
Prince Dude, right. No. I think much like the Spurs, it was more so about
a
the
culmination.
System collectively
yeah.
they
yeah.
won.
But Tim Duncan, I feel like you put him on another team, he's...
I love Tim Duncan. Yeah, I think Tim Duncan's great.
He's quietly one of the best players that's ever played in the NBA.
Oh, yes.
There's no doubt.
Was he 20 years in the league? He may have been.
Close.
Very close.
If not, close. Yeah, he's definitely top 10. No doubt about
it. But, LeBron, he wasn't looking to come and carry a franchise because he tried to do that in Cleveland
LeBron's
and couldn't
great.
Do it.
Let's...
No. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but
it's a different
game now than it's ever been.
Yeah, well, now it's...
The league's now all about building super teams. That's what it is.
It's a necessity at this point.
Well, you have to, yeah.
You have to at least have two guys. And even
two's
then
not enough. Celtics proved it. Two's not enough.
I mean, Lakers have two, really, right?
Here's the problem. They're two... their two are better than most three.
I think it was three, and now it's two because of Kawhi's decision not to go to L.A., the Lakers.
Yeah, well, he went to the L.A. He went to the
to the Lakers. Because if he goes to the Lakers, I mean, game set,
that's the greatest super team ever.
Yeah.
Because he's better than LeBron at this point.
No. I would
rather have Kawhi than LeBron.
I would definitely debate that.
I mean, he's
that.
A great I mean, he's got the defense over LeBron, definitely.
100%.
Who do you think is the best?
The thing is, I will say this. LeBron makes players better. Kawhi is just a better player, is what I'm saying.
I would still take, maybe 2 years ago, I'm with you. Right now, I would still take LeBron. Who do you think is the best player in the league, though, Chris? Do you agree with us?
When you take out of like injuries, it's Kevin Durant when he's healthy is the best player. It's not even close.
Interesting that you would say that. Interesting, very interesting.
Did you say Durant?
Durant. Yeah. When he's healthy.
I agree.
I don't think it's debate at this point. Right.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the injury concern
is because he is injured quite often.
That's the one thing with LeBron.
Recently, he has been.
He's rarely, even if he's injured, he's not injured to the point where he can't play.
Well, that's kind of the story with
Harden,
though, too.
Harden's...
He's top five.
If I had to have a team to start right now, and I know the records wouldn't suggest it, I would take the Mavs.
I'm going to tell
you... I'd build around that before I built around anyone else. When you take into account injury and age. Young. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Young. Injury and age.
Yeah.
Maybe Denver.
Because, like... Denver's a good choice, too.
Well, who what's his name? Jokic,
and then Jamal Murray.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, I said Djokovic. I'm thinking of...
Yes. Also, Jazz. Jazz, if you get some pieces
around
them.
I was just about
to
say the Jazz, but I feel like the Jazz are going to be like a team where people start picking apart the Jazz.
I think the Jazz are eventually going to split.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're going to be like OKC.
Well, how do you afford it? I mean, you just gave, what's his name, the guard, Mitchell, $195 million. Yeah.
And did they pay Rudy Gobert?
Yes, they did.
I think so.
COVID? They both pay him with COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, because he was the first one that got COVID.
Yeah.
That kind of started the domino effect last year.
That's what stopped the whole NBA.
Yeah.
And he was touching the mics at the press conference? He
looked pretty fucking good the other day.
No, he's great. He's a great player. He's just French.
The Knicks beat the Jazz this year.
Yeah, who didn't? The Celtics.
Go Dawgs. Well, let's get into the Knickerbockers. Nick? No pun intended.
I mean, listen, the Knicks are exceeding expectations without a doubt.
Not even close.
And they could easily be like
number one
14 and 11 right now. They've blown two games against the Heat late, where they really shouldn't have lost those games. I didn't love the acquisition of Rose, but he seems to be helping quickly mature. In the first two games that he was here. So I love what I'm seeing. I mean, defense is great. They held who did they play last night? Washington. They almost held them to under 90 points.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 91. So, and they got Russell Wilson, Westbrook, and what's his name? Bradley Beal.
Ever Mr. Westbrook in the building.
I love what I'm seeing with the Knicks. Defense is great. They need a score, though. I think we said it 2 weeks ago.
Well, the thing with the Knicks is that they're starless, right?
Yes.
They don't have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their guy is a guy that literally right now someone is going to trade for to be a complimentary piece.
Which he can be. You're right.
But he's not a star.
Totally.
He will be a complimentary piece to a championship team. Randall. That's their guy right now.
No, RJ Barrett's the only guy they're hoping to become a star.
I know, but he's never going to be what they need him to be.
Lies.
No. Let me finish, though.
I know, I'm kidding. But they do need
the
a star
thing is,
boy,
is he's
just
he,
like the weekend. Look what you've done.
He's actually a better distributor than I think they thought he was, and he's a better defender than I think they thought he was. The thing is, he's not going to be the guy who's going to put 30, 40 points on the board every night.
Well, you could just see it. I mean, you could just see it. Like, he gets hot, and he's got
a
few games,
spurts,
and then boom.
Right. He's not consistent enough.
No.
But his defense, and he can distribute, and he rebounds. So, like, there's still something there to work with, but he's not the guy.
Right,
right now, Randall is the guy for the Knicks, and Randall's not a guy that can be the guy for a team.
No, especially in the fourth quarter when you need a basket. He just gets double teamed.
It's asking too much from you're asking a guy that's a 1B to be a 1A, and he's just not a 1A.
The Knicks are a Jekyll and Hyde story.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they play out of their minds where you're like, they could compete with anyone.
Yeah.
And then it's to the point where, they're just not there yet. They're just not there. But also with the Rose acquisition, at first I was head scratching.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Why the hell would they do this? But the way Peyton's been playing, it's like they need another point guard. And I think what they're looking for is quickly, pun intended, turning into the starting point guard. So I think they want someone with him, such as Rose, who knows the Thibodeau system. And maybe he's not a big personality. Even though, listen, he's the youngest MVP that there's ever been at 22 years old in the NBA, which is insane, especially at the point guard position in the era we're currently in. Guy who can't shoot a jump shot, pretty much.
Right.
I think they're looking for a guy to be able to teach quickly and also come off the bench. He is, whether we like it or not, he can create his own shot, his own opportunity with his quickness, with his explosiveness. You could just get right in the middle of my fucking
ring. Rose is unique in the NBA in the sense that he was at a level of stardom, and I think he's one of the only quote-unquote stars.
Cheat on his SATs.
No, that was humbled in the NBA. Because even other stars that have gotten injured have come back and they've become stars again.
Yeah.
Rose went from like, it's LeBron and Rose, right? At one point.
Yeah.
And then literally fell out of the good graces of stardom in the NBA, which is unique in the NBA.
Well,
He went from, like, your shoes going off of every freaking Foot Locker store mm-hmm. to literally you don't even have a shoe in Foot Locker.
Well, he won the MVP. Quickly. Did he bring the Bulls to the championship and they lost?
He brought them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Versus LeBron.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. And then he just fell out of
and that was it.
He fell out of good grace.
Mano y mano. And LeBron shut him down. Yeah.
The thing with the Knicks, right. though, is that it's expectation, right? Because
low.
If other, yeah, like.
Basement floor.
Because the expectation is low, I think you're happy with the performance. And the truth is, sometimes there's like, that's nice.
It's
because
beautiful.
Like to be in that situation and see that, like.
We talked about
you
that.
You can work with that. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
The Celtics beat teams they shouldn't and lose teams that they shouldn't. It's the worst existence. It's like the Yankees.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you expect to be there and you're not,
oh,
it's the worst.
I mean, I
you would rather be that team that's like, gives you that false hope, but you're like, oh, you know, we sucked last year, so like, this is better than that.
No, but you always, as a Yankee fan, and recently as a Celtics fan, you just expect to be in the mm-hmm. finals.
Well, the Celtics have been in the finals, like, 3 of the last 4 years.
Right.
So,
to the finals?
The Eastern Conference. Conference.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say.
So, like, at some point, like, you expect to get over the hump. And get you over have, the hump, yeah. You have Brown. You've got Tatum. You've got a couple of young players that are, like, producing. Where the problem is they don't have a big man that can actually play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they just choke.
You know,
and Brad Stevens is the worst coach in the NBA. I'm sorry.
You know what they kind of remind me of?
I'll call him in April.
They kind of remind me of the early mid-thousand Eagles. Where it's like they're always in the championship game, right? And you're like, when are they going to get over the hump? They
Here's
finally,
where I disagree with
they
that.
Will. They'll get over the hump eventually and then they'll lose.
I disagree with you. Because here's what I will say about the Eagles. The Eagles in the regular season established that they were bar none
the
best,
yeah.
going into the Super Bowl for their conference. The Celtics don't. The Eagles did not lose to teams that they shouldn't lose to.
In the NFC Championship, they did.
No. Talking about in the regular season.
I get what you're saying.
It.
Yeah.
But the Celtics will lose to the fucking Knicks by 30 points. No, and it's no offense, but like the Celtics should not be losing to the Knicks any night.
But right. It's not a perfect
Their backup
analogy
should beat them.
Because the NFL and the NBA are two different sports.
I understand that, but I'm talking about in a season. Okay, at this point in the season, should the Celtics be 2 games over .500?
I couldn't believe the record.
No.
I was shocked.
They should be far worse than that.
You're funny.
They're not Knickerbockers.
No, but seriously.
No, seriously, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't,
yeah.
but they are.
Yeah.
Hey, by
That's
the way.
That's the difference. The Eagles would never be that level
in the
regular
Donovan McNabb?
Season.
No. Dude, he always has his chunky suit before
the
game.
What's the deal with this 9 and 10 seed? Is there a playing game to like get into the 8th seed or the 9th seed or something? Because I was reading an article the other day where they were saying, you know, the percentage of finishing in this in the 7 through 10 spots to get into the play-in game. So it was like 7 playing 8
for NBA.
Yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
I gotta do a little
looking
up
right
now
because
right,
cool. I feel like there's a play-in game between 7 and 8 and 9 and 10.
And Nick, I do have a question for
He's
you.
He's right. So here we go. NBA expands 2021 playoffs with play-in tournament in each conference. 10 teams in each conference will advance to the postseason, with teams seeded 7th through 10th participating in a play-in tournament to gain admission to the conference playoffs.
Yeah.
So wait a second.
10 teams.
So you're saying there's a chance.
10 teams are in the playoffs.
Knickerbocker.
The Knicks,
well,
got
the Knicks are the 8th seed anyway, so they're
yeah.
in.
Right. I don't know what the format is, if it's one game or best of three. I have no idea.
Does it matter?
Do they reseed them? Does someone have a bye?
There's got to be no bye. Well, I mean, I guess if you're in the top 6, then you're kind of safe.
Oh, so it's 7
it
through 10.
I'm not. Yeah. It's, that doesn't happen in this article.
7.
But listen, to your point, there's 10 teams making the fucking playoffs.
Yeah.
It's just a play-in
game,
though?
I mean, that's
though?
Crazy.
It's one play-in game?
So here we go. Right? So
like
in the Eastern Conference right
know.
Now.
Three-game series.
The Eastern Conference, you have the 76ers on the top. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Boston, Indiana, Charlotte, Toronto, Knickerbockers at the 8th seed.
Spread love. It's the
Miami
Brooklyn
in
way.
The 9th seed, and Atlanta in the 10th. Let me tell you something. Miami squeaks into this. Be careful.
They're going to make a run.
They're that type of team.
I mean, the
Scorchers.
The Knicks dropped 2 in a row to them where they shouldn't have. I mean, they outplayed them the whole game.
They're a hard team to fucking defend.
No, but when you watch the Knicks at the end of games, it just seems like they can't figure out a way to either create a shot for somebody mm-hmm. or to get somebody the ball that can make a shot. Like, when they're up 6 or 7, they can't make that shot.
Well, the Knicks and the Celtics have the opposite problem. The Knicks have no one to take a final shot, so they just don't know what to do.
Right.
Then the Celtics just take dumb fucking shots at the end of games.
When they have a guy.
When they have multiple guys. You could have Jaylen Brown mm-hmm. or Jason Tatum take a final shot.
Okay, so that was the question I was going to ask Nick. If you could select someone from the Celtics to be on the Knicks, which player would it be?
Oh, it's Tatum, without a doubt.
Yeah. Yes. I would pick Brown, dude.
I would take
Jaylen
Tatum.
Brown is my
here's
favorite
why I would
player.
Here's why I would take Tatum over Brown. Tatum has come up small in some pretty big in pretty big moments. He's healthier than Brown. Brown still has some like nagging injuries.
But Tatum's come up big in
Kemba
some big
Walker,
spots too.
Like
though.
Some like remember that Kemba, movie? Definitely remember not. That movie Celtic Pride where they kidnap Damon Wayans from the Jazz?
Yeah.
I wish someone would kidnap Kemba Walker.
I just love
the
Jaylen
opposite,
Brown.
Be Jazz Pride.
I really love Jaylen Brown's game.
No, Jaylen Brown, he has a great game, but Tatum's healthier. Kemba Walker's a disaster.
Tristan Thompson,
oh my God,
best signing of the offseason.
Oh my God,
by far. Disaster. Someone just
Tristan Kardashian, he's amazing.
And that's the thing with the Celtics is they have that exemption still for the trade exemption that mm-hmm. they have to fulfill this year.
Oh, with the Gordon Hayward,
right?
Trade.
I don't
to
know
the
what they're going
to
do,
mm-hmm.
but they need to do something.
Have
Shake
you watched the Hornets?
No,
with LaMelo.
I mean,
they're disappointing. They got off to a fast start.
Wait a minute. Oh, the Hornets have
LaMelo,
and the Pelicans have who?
LaMelo Ball, Zion Williams.
No, but they have one of the balls too.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Pelicans.
Lonzo.
Although
yeah.
you know what, Charlotte's didn't succeed, but they also started off in like the second seed.
Pelicans are very interesting because they have Brandon Ingram, who's young.
Yep.
He was highly touted.
And they drafted, and they
not even
and
in the
then
playoffs,
they have Zion Williams, Williamson. Then they have Lonzo Ball. And no, they don't still have Holiday, do they?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
No longer.
Are they playing together? The Holidays? Are they on the same team? I feel like they are, but I don't know.
You know what I didn't realize, though? DeMarcus Cousins is on Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting
one. I didn't even realize that.
I got to look this up now. The Holidays.
Celebrate. Holidays.
So you got Pelicans guard Drew
the
Holiday.
Mm-hmm. So they do still have Drew.
One's on the Pacers. Justin's on the Pacers.
Justin.
Oh, wait a second. There's three of them. There's Aaron, Justin, and Drew.
Well, Drew's on the
Holy
Bucks,
shit.
It says.
Yeah, no, I'm reading it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
Justin,
said Pelicans.
Justin's on the Pacers.
And the other guy.
Where is Aaron?
Oh, Justin Holiday used to be a Knick. He was on
A-Ron.
The Knicks for a little bit.
Remember A-Ron.
He was no good with the Knicks.
A-Ron.
A-Ron. Team Peel, dude.
I'm getting excited for the Knicks, though. I think they're building something. They got to figure out a way to get a star, though.
Listen, I mean, have nothing.
That's
I
all
nothing
I have
left.
Now.
The Giants suck.
All I have is
the
Knicks.
Red Sox are going to suck.
Let's get into the Rangers.
The Celtics suck.
Let's not get soft on the Giants, all right? They're starting to be growth. Come on.
Nick, you're starting to sound like the Eli Jones
again.
Oh,
J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was released.
I love the defense.
From the Texans.
That's fine, but we could love the defense as much as we want. We can't even win in the division we're in.
J.J. Watt released from the Texans,
we'll see.
Right? Giants do need someone on the edge.
We need a quarterback.
What are the four teams that he's looking to go to, Chris? Or have the most interest?
I'm not even going to look it up. It's the Steelers, the Bills, the Titans, and the Browns.
The Browns and the Bills, man. If he went to one of those teams.
Honestly, the Steelers, even though his brother's there, is the worst fit for him.
I think so, right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think Nashville would be a good fit for him.
Oh, my God.
The Titans need a...
I'll tell you what, though. The Browns, when you got Garrett on the other side, that would be huge for him. Because who do you double? You can't. You're going to double Garrett, which means that he's going to have
a fucking monster season.
I think him on the Bills would be a great fit.
The Bills are the most ready to challenge the Chiefs. That's the thing.
No, what about the Titans? No.
I think they were in the AFC Championship game two years ago.
When your offense is
I think
so
they were a Cinderella story.
It's like the problem is all you have to do is have one bad game for the running
which
back.
They
you have no other option.
Which
and that's
they
the
showed.
Problem.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have some sort of passing attack.
Right.
That's the thing.
This is the question, right? Do you think Tannehill can play better than he did that one season?
No.
I don't think so.
So he's already played over his head. I think they had that Cinderella story window, and they were not able to finish the deal.
Right.
While the Bills, right, they're just at the beginning now. Because Josh Allen could have that same season he had last year.
Or better.
Or better, yeah. And he could have a better playoff performance.
Right.
And I think J.J. Watt would be a perfect fit for them because he's a leader that right now they're lacking because Josh Allen's so young. It's hard to be the guy in your third or fourth season, going into his fourth season now, and be the leader of a team, even though that's your expectation.
If Eli Manning can win a Super Bowl in his fourth season, he should be able to.
So I think J.J. Watt should really go to Buffalo, even though weather-wise, terrible choice.
Terrible for him.
Terrible choice.
It's hot in the summer, terrible winters.
The worst winters. But I really think that would be a great team for him. And also, for him, selfishly speaking, he could get a lot of the credit for the championship. If he goes to the Steelers, I feel like he's not going to get much credit, right? Because I think he's going to be overshadowed by his brother.
Do you know what makes the most sense, though, for him now that I think
Browns about it? Would be a great opportunity for him.
The Titans.
Titans, I don't think he's going to win with the Titans.
This is what I was thinking,
though. Yeah, but you guys are thinking too much about championships. He went from one tax-free state, he goes to the Titans, another tax-free state on the income. Go to the Titans. You're not winning, just go to the Titans.
Honestly, great point. Go to the Titans.
Save the money.
Save the money. But with the Titans, I don't think he'll win, right?
He's going to win no matter what, because I think...
I think with the Bills, he could.
No, I think he'll go to the championship again, they'll lose, he'll retire, and then they'll win. He'll be like the Tiki Barber.
If you win with the Browns... I think if you win with the Browns or the Bills, it cements your legacy.
Yeah. Those are like the Knicks and the Jets. Well, no, the Jets. The Jets are the
cream of the crop.
Because no one gives a shit about those two teams. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, listen, we were all on the Bills wagon. No one cares about you. Now that you let me down, I'm just going to let you know you're so irrelevant. Mm. You're so irrelevant in this state that the Sabres have overtaken you.
No,
that's ridiculous.
I think people care more about the Bills than they do the Jets. Definitely
you're
care
so
more
wrong.
About the Browns, though.
You're so wrong.
I think the Browns fan base is loyal.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the Browns fan base is
in
Ohio.
Do you
think that there more people care about the Bills? Matt, when's the last time you talked on the radio in our market and heard anything about the damn Bills?
Maybe not the Bills.
Over the Jets. Even when the Jets are out of the playoffs, and they talk about the Jets circus over the Bills winning.
Yes.
Any day of the week, unless you're Maggie Gray, you're an idiot.
Maybe not the Bills, but the Browns, I think they have more cachet. If they win a championship, than the Jets do. The Browns.
I think around the league, I would... Here's where I'll disagree. I think the Browns are looked at as losers. The Jets are looked at as a joke. If you could take a circus to a Super Bowl and win versus just a bunch of losers, it's a different animal.
But the...
The Bills are... I mean, the Browns are just like the lovable losers. Mm-hmm. Of the league, the Jets, the butt fumble. They literally have everything that goes
wrong
for them.
But the Jets have had success from a winning playoffs perspective. The Browns have never had that.
Well, that's not true. The Browns have been successful, not in our lifetime to the extent of the Jets.
They have
They've
in our lifetime.
Gone, I know.
With
but
Bill Belichick.
But not like the Jets, where they went to back-to-back AFC
that's
championships.
That's my point.
Yeah, not as
Testaverde,
close. And even with
right?
Testaverde.
But the Browns in the history of the NFL have had their moments.
One of the greats.
The Jets have had a lot of success.
We are Marshall.
Over the last 25 years, not Super Bowl,
not crazy.
But no, but
they've
have
had success. No, to your point, they've had success. I'm not.
I mean, just
with
as
you.
Much as the Giants.
But the Browns have at some point too. We just weren't alive for it.
Yeah, true. But I guess my point is like
in the 50s,
the
Chris.
Recency, it being so recent, the Browns winning a Super Bowl would. I mean, I just
would
think
be electric.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for the rest of the country, I think they would be like, oh my god, the Browns won.
Just them in the playoffs
but
was
like,
electric.
Yeah. And winning a game.
But for, like, this market, the Jets winning, and the people that, like, really, like, think about the AFC East.
I think people would be upset.
Fans in the AFC East.
Oh, my God.
East,
think about Beningo and Roberts.
Come on, bro.
In the AFC
Jets won it,
East, the Jets are essentially the Eagles.
Yeah, right. I mean, they've been there. Not as successful, but.
Eagles Super Bowl wasn't rigged.
Was it? Was it not?
No.
I'm pretty sure Tom could have caught that ball. Giselle said
listen,
he could.
Big Dick Foles came
up.
Oh,
my God. Remember that one? I totally forgot
table.
About
that's
that.
And if you remember, in our Super
that was
Bowl,
like the beginning
my
of the
husband
third...
can't throw the ball
oh
and catch
God.
It. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, Giselle, he fucking can't catch, apparently.
He definitely can't catch.
So guess what? Oh, irrelevant point.
I know. Dude,
stick to modeling.
He had all the green in front of him, too.
Oh, my God. But listen, he's the GOAT, though.
I was devastated.
Devastated. That was the worst. No, but really, they are. Because the Jets are hateable in their division. No one likes the fucking Jets. Because guess what? When they're good, they talk, and they don't back it up. You know, we say the same thing about the Eagles, but to their credit, at least they eventually won. The Jets still haven't done shit. Just a bunch of talkers.
And they hate their own team, too.
Yeah.
They do hate their own team.
I mean, the Bills could kind of be like the Eagles, too. But they're lovable. They're almost like the
Bills
are like the Washington R-words in our
division.
They're like... Without the success.
No, do you know what they're like? They're like the Cubs.
The Jets?
Hey, no one would know the Bills.
Oh, the Bills.
The Bills are like the Cubs, where they're
lovable.
I feel
like the Browns are like the Cubs now at this point, for the nation.
But the Cubs have won.
They finally did. Well,
eventually, yeah.
The Bills still haven't won.
Imagine four Super Bowls in a row.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine being a fan at the time. Like, you're in your 20s, right? You're in the prime of your life. And you're just watching your team go there every year for 4 years straight. A whole presidential term. Your team goes there, and they lose every single time. The first time in devastating fashion. Yeah. Devastating.
That was the closest I think they were.
Unbelievable
by far.
For us.
Dude, it was 1 point.
They could have won. It was it.
I think it was 20-19.
Yep. It's wide right.
Scott Norwood. The Ray Finkel of our generation.
Who would have thought? Now, and then the thing, you're going...
Laces
you're
going out, Dan.
You're going back three more times, and that's the closest you were. A missed
field
goal.
I mean, they got blown out in the other three.
Oh, they got smacked by the Cowboys.
So we complain...
Even the Redskins.
We complain about being Giants fans. I mean, that's just devastating, being a Bills fan.
Oh, yeah, no, listen. As far as in New York sports, we're on the right side of things.
Yeah.
On the football front.
Okay, I think this is a great question, though, here, and I'm going to ask it. Starting in 07, obviously the Giants go on a run, they win the Super Bowl. Since that point, they've won two Super Bowls. Packers have won one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be and I'm not saying the specific team, just like your team emulates the way this team plays.
Packers.
You'd rather be a Packers fan, or would you rather be a Giants fan? You have two Super Bowls with the Giants, but they're typically not contenders.
I'll make it easier for the New York fans, right? Would you rather be a Red Sox or a Yanks fan? That's the question, right? Because the Packers or the Yankees, they win, and then they compete, but they don't win. Then you have the Sox that have these miracle runs and then don't fucking win in between. Or don't even compete in between. That's what it is.
Right.
It's the same comparison.
Yeah, but most people don't care about baseball. So let's stick with the football analogy, right? Would you rather be
Packers
or would 100%. You rather be Giants?
Well, to go into every season knowing that you are legitimately going to have a chance is a beautiful thing, and then to actually have a chance is a beautiful thing.
Can you look at the history? Right, I mean, the Packers
are title town. They're the winningest franchise when you look at championships and Super Bowls.
Not, I mean, from a Super Bowl perspective, like going back 55 years.
Browns have something to say about
that. When you talk about NFL championships and Super Bowls, they are the winningest franchise in history.
But in our history.
No, I agree with you.
The Packers have had so many, like, just upsets, like horrible losses. And the Giants have had, like, these thrilling wins.
I agree with you, but we also haven't been in position to have those upsets.
No, but
we haven't even, like, in the majority of our lifetime, Nick, we went through the fucking 90s Giants that were, like, the most, they're like the Browns.
Understood.
Watch
and
all
now
those
we're
tapes.
Living it again.
But to have what we've had.
I will agree with you. The highs of the Giants are higher than probably most franchises.
Yes.
In fact, probably any. We beat an unbeaten team.
That's why I say New York Giants.
But that wasn't Matt's question. Matt is saying, going into a season, would you rather be emulating the Packers or the Giants?
Is that the question?
Well, it's basically with the Giants, it's a flip of a coin.
I don't think that was your question.
I don't think that was exactly
my
question.
What was your question?
It was just like, would you rather be? And I think you're taking the part of it that you would say, like, oh,
that's why I'd
rather
agreed.
Be a Packers fan.
I'd rather
Which
be a Packers fan.
I don't disagree with you because
to really have a shot every year legitimately. And it's not like they legitimately have it and then let them down. They go to the championship or the divisional round and lose.
Which
and
is,
you know what? That sucks. But you know what? It's a hell of a lot better than fucking 5-11 every year.
Dinner. I get what your point is, and I get what you're saying, and I tend to lean in that direction. Like, it would be nice to go into a season and be like, hey, we're a contender. At least we have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl. When's the last time you felt that with the Giants?
I've never felt that. Going into a season?
The
oh, wait.
Only time I ever... Yeah,
oh, wait.
That
oh,
was
wait.
The, that
and,
was,
and they didn't win.
That was literally the only time I felt like, fuck, we're the best team. We're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And then we got stomped out by the Browns, and then we came back, and then Plack shot himself and
destroyed. You know what? That's the question we'll leave with the fans. Who would you rather be? Rather be the Packers, perennial championship contender, or the Giants?
Would you rather be a two-time Cinderella or a constant, consistent contender?
Would you rather be David or Goliath? There's your question.
Hit us up. Let us know.
All right.
Deuces.